Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Poppy Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday, the 10th day of October, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 51 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and they're saying we're going to get a high of 60 degrees. I don't know. It's been cold all morning. Just, it's like 26 this morning, and man, it's coming. Winter's coming. I don't want to think about it, but yeah, it's coming. Anyways, let's see what we have on the itinerary for this fine afternoon. Las Vegas gunman fired on security guard before mass shooting. They've changed the timeline. These experts, after a week and a day, have I think things are not lining up like they should. And we're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Las Vegas gunman fired on security guard before mass shooting. This is from Reuters. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Las Vegas gunman opened fire on a security guard 6 minutes before he rained down bullets on a crowd and killed 58 people, officials said on Monday, in a change to the timeline of the deadliest mass shooting in modern history. Well, you know what, people? I'm going to tell you something. Me and Spike went over this article some on his program, Hammering the New World Order, just prior to this program. And we did talk about it earlier, and I listened to Spike's program, and he mentioned that he'd never been to Vegas. I have been to Vegas. My sister used to live in Vegas, and I've spent a little bit of time down in Las Vegas. And I'm going to tell you guys something, man. This is a casino. In casinos, they have millions of dollars. I mean, this has security like a bank. I kid you not. And this, the hotel is, you know, you go in the casino at the bottom, and then you go up in the elevators to go to the hotel. And every hallway, every inch of that goddamn place, I promise you, there's a camera, and there's somebody watching that camera. And they're watching for somebody to come in and rob that place. Now, they're trying to tell us that this guy brought in 24 fully automatic weapons and enough ammunition, well, for a team to rob that casino. I'm telling you right now here, I'm going to say it real clear. Bullshit. Bullshit. And, you know, they say, well, he might have hired his own people to carry him in. Really? I guarantee you there's somebody on a monitor watching him, son of a bitches, carry them things in. And they'd be wondering, how come the bellhop ain't getting that? How come this guy's got his own people carrying these goddamn satchels in? And I'm going to tell you guys something else. They, right where that room was, there would have been somebody on a monitor watching it. And when they carried all them suitcases in there, I don't care if they did it over a day. It would have been marked down and they would have noted it. They know what everybody in that goddamn place is doing, I promise you. And then once them, there wouldn't have been no such thing as that's suspicious. I think we might better contact Metro and have them come over. And maybe, I don't know, maybe we can get a warrant. That ain't how it works. This is Las frickin' Vegas. As soon as you left that room, they would have just went in there and opened them up and looked. And I'm telling you what, if they found guns, maybe they would have called Metro so that Metro could watch you get the shit beat out of you if you got to live through it in an alleyway by the goddamn hotel security, or by the casino security, beat you to a bloody frickin' pulp, throw your guns and your ammo down on top of your beaten body and tell you, what were you thinking? See, this guy here was a gambler, man. He knew Vegas. No frickin' way, people. They're watching everything. They're watching for people that are trying to run scams. They're watching for people that are, robbery. The Ocean's 11, remember all the Ocean's movies where they're robbing casinos? You think that there's wealth in those casinos. You think that it isn't protected by the mafia that runs Las Vegas? I mean, even the people on the streets, the hookers, the dealers and shit on the streets, they know better. You don't go messing with those guys. That's run by the mafia. Mafia. They will kill you. You don't even want to rob nobody in one of their parking lots because they'll get it on camera. And if you got to go to jail, that would be a blessing compared to what they will do to you. You see, if you go to Vegas and you got money in your pocket and you're going there to gamble and, take in the shows and do some drinking and have a good time, man, I'll tell you what, they're there to accommodate you. You'll feel like there's somebody there trying to pamper you every inch of the way. But you do not screw with their action, man. These are gangsters. And this whole scenario, it's falling apart. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something. Now, 6 minutes, they're claiming, passed between when this guy opened up on the 32nd floor and when the shooting started at a crowd, and then they went to the 31st floor because they thought that's where the shooting was coming from. I'm going to tell you what. Even in this little pissant casino down the road here from me, this Clamoya, every security person has a radio on him. Now, they tried to say that this guy, he was off duty. He was an off-duty security guard that went down to check a door. Bullshit. They monitor their own goddamn people. They got people watching the people who are watching the people who are watching the people. There is no, and I heard it this morning, they're claiming this guy shot 200 frickin' rounds through a goddamn door in a goddamn casino hotel. 6 minutes later, he still had time to go and knock out the goddamn window. I mean, don't worry about Metro SWAT. That's security. I mean, they got security to cover that whole goddamn hotel. And they would have come in gangbusters, man. This is so phony it stinks. They have to know how bad this is. That has to be why that sheriff is out there looking like he's scared clear out of his goddamn mind. Nobody who knows, I'm not saying I never went there gambling or anything. You know, I go there and eat and my brother-in-law, he made goddamn better money than a person could make with an honest living just waiting tables. I mean, it's joyland. But I mean, you do not to pretend that this happened in a casino. They're wanting to TSA the casinos, or they got some. I mean, this whole thing is a scam. They want your guns. This is pure 110% bullshit. You shot a gun. You shot a gun in a casino, and you lived for 6 minutes. Really? Really? 6 minutes before he rained down bullets on a crowd and killed 58 people, officials said on Monday. And tell me that they went to the wrong room? You got a security guard shot in the legs. You know those guys are covering. There's somebody watching. If a security guard was going up to check something out, The first place, I cannot see. I don't. Maybe if it was just like a door left open or something, maybe one security guard. But there's going to be somebody on the camera watching him. There's going to be people in the rooms around him. I mean, God Almighty, you should, one shot, you wouldn't get away with it. No frickin' way, man. If you buy that, you'll buy a goddamn, a bridge, an oceanfront property in Arizona. How about that? And they changed a week and 2 days later, they're changing the timeline because it just ain't coming together for them. It's an impossible. I've heard so many people. It's impossible. It's impossible. And you know how they insisted? He must have had help. He had to have help. Nobody could do this. Of course they couldn't. This is fantastic. This couldn't have happened, people. This is an operation. A shoddy one. They're getting worse at it because I guess they just don't give a shit. Yeah, I mean, the bottom line here is there's 58 people dead, and I believe that's real. And 400 people shot up. And now somebody is going to go to jail for this. No, it was that guy there. We got to stick to that no matter what. I don't care how fantastic, how goofy it sounds, how impossible it absolutely is. We got to stick to it. Otherwise, somebody's going to want to know who killed those 58 people, aren't they? Maybe their relatives? I hear they're going to sue the bump fire company. Like a goddamn millionaire would go buy a bump fire stock when he could buy a fully automatic rifle. And just $250 for the permit to have it. And the guy passed every background check to own 47 guns. I think he could have did it. He was a millionaire. The shooter, Stephen Paddock, whatever, 64, was seen on numerous. Now, remember this, people, when this, the first few days this is breaking, they were interested. He was all over the casinos. Remember, they had him on different casinos, on different cameras, and there was a woman with him. There was absolutely a woman with him. They said he had to have accomplices, and they were looking for that woman because they everywhere he went, he had that woman with him. Remember, that's what do they think we can't remember yesterday? They think they can just come around and just change the words and say something else. Oh, that's what happened. Okay. Really? The shooter, Stephen Paddock, 64, was seen on numerous occasions. That is, numerous occasions, and that's what they showed. They showed even, you know, little flicks. They wouldn't show nothing clear because they wouldn't, but people, I'm telling you, everything. I mean, goddamn, when you're in Vegas, you better just understand you are being surveilled every inch of the goddamn way. Numerous occasions in Las Vegas. And they threw this in here without any person with him. By the way, there was nobody with him. Forget about we said that. There is no witnesses to this. My God, is this a effed up situation? Now, anybody who's been to Vegas knows that this is impossible. And so, no, there was nobody with him. There is no witnesses to none of this. That he did it. That's it. We're bearing. That's it. Put it up. Stop talking about it. That's why you're seeing the gun push. Everything just kind of, they effed it up. They effed it up big time, like Sandy Hook. They messed it up bad, people. Now, here he is now after repeated. How many times did I hear him say that woman was with him? There was a woman, wasn't his girlfriend. Remember, right up until hell the weekend, they were still saying the woman that was with him, that wasn't his girlfriend. Remember? Now, without any person accompanying him, and he gambled the night before the shooting. Clark County Sheriff, and this guy here, like Corky was pointing out this morning, he didn't have his suit on with his goddamn military insignia on it. He was in a shirt just trying to be an average guy getting tried. Man, I know this sounds pretty goddamn fantastic. Look at me. I'm wanting, you guys got to believe me on that. You really got to believe me because they're going to cock my ass because I screwed this thing up. This is an impossibility. And now I think they would just like to see it go away. I mean, I didn't see the pounding on the mainstream news today with the gun control. Oh, we got to do this. Let's talk about something else. Tax reform and Trump. And boy, there's some things. I mean, immigration and that points. And we got to talk about this. Anything but this. I want to talk about this. This is blatant. This is as blatant as Sandy Hook right in your goddamn face. Only people were killed. 58 Americans were killed, shot down dead. I want to know who killed them. Don't you? Because Stephen Paddock didn't do it. There is no way this is possible. Hell with it. Everybody I hear, even these people on the goddamn mainstream, they go, this is impossible. This is impossible. The scenario they laid out didn't happen. You think that a goddamn casino would, really think you could get that many guns into it? Now, if you want to, I have. Now, you want to take a pistol with you that you're going to keep under your pillow. And you even lay it up and you put it up in your room. Put it in the goddamn drawer. And I guarantee you, nobody's going to touch that son of a bitch. But you think you're going to bring in a bunch of automatic weapons into a casino holding millions of dollars for a possible robbery, and they're not going to be all over your ass? You're out of your mind. And, you know, they talk about the tools he brought. You want to bring a toolbox into a casino? Really? You think they're going to let you bring in and see? They're not going to wonder what the hell you're doing up there with the toolbox and what you might be building or what you're trying to set up maybe to beat the game? To get into their pocket? Wow. I'm telling you. I mean, I was sitting here this morning. I was thinking, when they first came up with it, they're changing the timeline. I got to thinking about it. No. This couldn't happen. This individual purposely hid his actions leading up to the event because they're going to act like this guy had no past. I mean, they have to erase this. Because I'm telling you, there's 58 people dead here. If this guy didn't do it, which I'm saying this guy didn't do it, then somebody has to answer for 58 lives. That's 58 counts of first-degree murder, premeditated murder, because you shot him from a sniper position. Well, you know, they're coming up with different scenarios, and I think it was, I can't remember who put the article up this morning, but showing the different guns going off at the different time. Different shooters. Talk of shooters in the crowd. And I don't doubt it one goddamn bit. Makes more sense. It's possible. That is possible. This is impossible. And I mean, I kept hearing it all evening. And people go, it's just impossible. Yeah, it is. It's goddamn impossible. They're saying it. They were trying to make like this guy just pulled off a miracle or something impossible. No, this is impossible. The real impossible. The impossible where it couldn't have happened. And they came to the 31st floor. Do you really think you'd shoot a gun in a goddamn casino hotel? And they wouldn't know exactly where that gun went off? Like I said, forget about Metro. The goddamn casino security would have killed you. They would have just done it. That's all there is to it. This individual purposely hid his actions leading up to the event. And it is difficult for us to find out the answers, said Lombardo. You really believe that, people? This guy lived his life in Vegas. Where in the hell do you hide in Vegas? I mean, his profession was gambling. That means he was out and on the camera 24/7. But he hid it all. It's magic is what it is. He must have got went to Merlin the Magician and got some magic to make everybody forget. And all the cameras disappeared. I mean, hell, his movements were tracked every inch of the goddamn way, people. How did he hide anything he was doing? You don't do that in Vegas. You understand that when you go there. There's big money there. There's people watching everything you do. I mean, you go there. They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. That's the truth. I mean, they're going to bring out the films of you with the prostitutes that your wife can find out about. But I'll goddamn sure tell you they have them. They know exactly where you were, who you were in the bed with, and everything, your goddamn thing else. But it stays in Vegas, unless you fuck with them. That's all there is to it. Paddock sprayed an outdoor concert with bursts of fire from high above in a Las Vegas hotel window on October 1st, killing 58 and wounding hundreds more before shooting himself. In coordination with the FBI's behavioral analyst unit, boy, I know you're going to get in here with some real humbo-jumbo to try and cover this bullshit up. Analyst unit, a comprehensive picture is being drawn as to the suspect's mental state, and currently we do not believe there is one particular event in the suspect's life for us to key on. It's like the guy almost didn't exist. You know, they were talking about him being angry. Excuse me. And they talked about his Oriental girlfriend and how he was sharp and short with her all the time. Remember, like he was dominating. Remember all this stuff? They really were throwing it out there like they really had a kind of a key on this guy, didn't they? Now all of a sudden, like when this shit starts falling apart, when you got mainstream people going, this is impossible. How can that happen? I mean, there is physics involved here, right? And now all of a sudden, like, we don't believe there's one particular event in the suspect's life for us to key on, Lombardo said. You know, they were talking about the fact that his dad was on the most wanted. He was a bank robber or something. They were coming up with all kinds of horse shit. I mean, right out the gate, the first day it happened, weren't they? But now, we can't see anything in his life. I mean, he was just a regular guy. Nothing ever happened to him. Didn't have a dad that was a bank robber, that was on the most wanted list. It was hunted man. His dad, you know, robbed banks. He didn't have none of that. And you think about that. A bank robber's son smuggled 24 guns into a casino hotel? Really? All righty then. There is no indication anyone other than Paddock fired on the crowd. Now, why are they saying that? Why would they say that? I mean, they're starting to cover because things fall. Everybody's saying, well, we got other guns going off here. Well, there's no indication. Well, yeah, there is. I mean, there's two guns going off here simultaneously. Would he have one in each arm shooting at, about 300 yards at an angle down? Or, I mean, I think it was at least three football fields, wasn't it? And then, you know, into a crowd. And he was, do you have one in each shoulder? Just, you know, kind of there, just like a 40 cal owl out there being a tough guy? I don't think so. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. There is no indication anyone other than Paddock fired on the crowd. If you say so, officer. Oh, mercy. Lambeau said, adding, investigators are talking to family members and the girlfriend of the gunman. Really? Well, they're probably going, this is impossible. And probably that woman's going, you guys got to know this is impossible. You can't take, there's no way you can bring 24 guns into a casino motel. It just don't happen. It can't happen. Impossible. Paddock shot and wounded a security guard who came to his floor at the, this is what I'm trying to picture in my mind. Paddock shot and wounded a security guard who came to his floor at the Mandalay Bay Hotel to investigate an open door down near Paddock's suite. Lombardo said, providing new details on what occurred immediately before the mass shooting. That's not immediately. Yeah, you sit down and take your watch and tick off 6 minutes. Tick it off and imagine a hotel in the center of Las Vegas. A casino hotel and a shot went off. There's Metro Police. Goddamn, they're stationed to those goddamn places, people. Not to mention, like I said, the hotel security. They got enough to cover that whole goddamn building in the event of an armed robbery. I'll tell you that right now. And they got the firepower to back it up. But this is what you need to believe here. Paddock shot and wounded security guard who came to his floor at the Mandalay Bay Hotel to investigate an open door down near Paddock's suite. Lombardo said, and as he would have been going, and see, this is what they try to tell you, this guy was off to, what? No. You don't go there and do your job off duty at a goddamn casino. That's like going to a bank. Oh, I'm just hanging around the bank. Oh, something over there I'm going to go take. You think so? Really? It's falling apart on him, people. Providing new details of what occurred immediately before the shooting, the security guard, Jesus Campos, was struck in the leg as the gunman from behind his door shot into the hallway. And what they're doing, having this article, what I was listening to on the thing, they said he shot 200 fucking rounds. Really? In a motel? And they went to the wrong floor? You got a security guard down because he was off duty. Maybe that's why he didn't have a weapon. Or the radio. Every one of them's got a radio, people. A goddamn bug in their ear. Get real. If anybody has been there knows what I'm saying. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. You drop a security guard. He's on his radio. The people that are watching that goddamn hallway, they're not going to leave any of it not monitored. Never. It's like a bank. And so whoever shot him, they seen him when he got shot. And right now they know that, okay, this guy got shot and right in front of this goddamn room. It's on the 32nd floor. He was coming down. They got it. They got it marked. And you got goddamn security coming at a run. Heavily armed security. And if there's 200 shots fired, Metro SWAT's already been called. They're moving. They're already on the go. They're ready. Because they better goddamn well be. Because they work for those goddamn casinos. Oh, that's the mafia. And so you got Metro goddamn SWAT. I mean, as soon as these guns go off, I'm telling you. 6 minutes goes by. And then somebody just starts shooting out the window into the crowd. This guy, nobody comes, showed up. The security guard's laying out in the hallway in a casino. Hotel. He's laying out there with his leg shot. He's bleeding. And this guy just wanders back in the room, shuts the door, goes over there with a sledgehammer, breaks the window out. And if you're going to believe this, man, I got some land I want to sell you. Some real nice oceanfront property in Arizona. Busts the window out. Gets out a couple of guns because we heard two guns a-barking. So you'd have to have two guns, one for each shoulder because this guy's a real Rambo. Starts... And he made the calculations for the bullet drop into the crowd. They're claiming they found a piece of paper there beside his thing for the bullet drop at the angle, figuring the trajectory. So, I mean, but you're shooting into a goddamn crowd. You're shooting at something like a parking lot. But okay, we'll go with that. He looks down at his paper, does his calculations, and with
two rifles up to his shoulder, starts shooting into the crowd, okay? And here we go, and he shoots for another 5 minutes. You need to get a clock out and just sit there and watch 5 minutes go by and try to make yourself believe this bullshit. Now, after he starts firing out the window, now they're saying, somebody's shooting at us from that motel over there. Now, they couldn't tell it at the motel, but 300 yards away, the bullets started landing, and they're seeing the pop up there. Yeah, he's firing at us from that motel. I think it's the 31st floor. So they go, and there's the window broke out in the 31st floor, too. Nobody's explained that either, have they? Oh, the window was broke out there, too. Oh, we broke it out because we was trying to look up around the corner to see where he really was. Really? So here comes the police response at last at a casino hotel. Finally, the police get there. And I guess the security guards, they were all hiding somewhere or something. We all know that those security guards in a casino in Las Vegas, they hide when there's trouble. And so they're going to let the police handle this. This is a police issue. I'm sorry. We're going to have to get out of the way. I'll tell you what. They found you with 24. Like I said, they're going to look and see those guns. You're going to be on an alley with the shit beat out of you. And they're going to throw those goddamn guns right down in front of you. There might be Metro Police there, just so you understand that they're standing there watching them gangsters beat the fuck out of you and throw your guns at you. But no, they said, no, we had to wait for the police. And they got to come in with their little bomb thing to blow the door open. So in the meantime, this guy's there like Rambo with two guns. I mean, please, people, please. We can't allow this shit. 58 people are dead, and people ought to start insisting, hey, you know what, we're not going to play this freaking game. Who killed those people? We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
It looks like a road that you travel on when there's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stay, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free and lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Life is a highway, I won't ride it all night long. If you're going my way, I won't drive it all night long.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original E-Juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Mrs. and Mr. America fret. They huddle around their TV set. They worry and they sweat. They're thinking I'm the enemy, the one they need to get. Because their mind controllers tell them I'm a major threat. The talking heads, the daily press. They cultivate stupidity and harvest ignorance. They point a crooked finger and they're all unanimous by calling me extremist because I'm down on Zionists. So now I want to sing a new song. I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and we're camouflaged. I want to be an extremist.
and run around and sing a rabble rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skitties who realize it was the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist. I want to get the job done. Now what's so bad about being extreme? If I'm extremely innocent, if I'm extremely keen, if I'm extremely paranoid, it's cause of what I've seen. It's written in between the lines of every magazine. The FBI, the CIA are working for the KGB and getting in my way. Cause they don't like my politics, they dog me every day. I'm getting tired of telling them the problem is oy vey. The enemy is communism. I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing a rabble-rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skinnies who realize it was the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist.
I just want to get the job done.
His phony news, his state of mind is captured by the mob's opposing views. His only guarantee is that he's sure to be amused. Some may win, but most will lose. Their lives are only figments of the thoughts they cannot choose. And I doubt you'll ever see me on the 6 o'clock news, exposing lying, thieving, cheating communists. Who made me sing you this song? I want to be an extremist. I want to join a militia and wear camouflage. I want to be an extremist and run around and sing a rabble-rousing rebel song and sympathize with the skinnies who realize it was the Jews who did the Germans wrong. I want to be an extremist. I want to get the job done. I want to be an extremist and I just want to have fun.
Cha-cha-cha.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shive via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific Time. And that was Carl Kling with I Want to Be an Extremist, I guess, whatever that is. But we're not going to stop on it, man. We're going to finish the article. Las Vegas gunman fired on security guard before mass shooting. So we're going to finish the rest of the impossibilities here. The security guard, Jesus Campus, was struck in the leg as the gunman from behind his door shot into the hallway on the 32nd floor. 200 times, they said on the mainstream thing. 200 times. That's going, I mean, even any kind of, you know, like a AR-15, any, you know, 223, they're going to go through goddamn walls and shit, man. Whatever. Okay. Impossible. Paddock apparently detected Campus via surveillance cameras. And I've heard this. He set up surveillance cameras. You know, there was somebody on a surveillance camera watching him set up surveillance cameras, if he did it. You think that if they saw somebody setting up surveillance cameras, they wouldn't have moved on it right now? I mean, any kind of goddamn device, like a surveillance device in a casino? Really? I wondered why that sheriff looked, I mean, he looked scared when he came up this morning. And I was thinking about everybody in Las Vegas just sitting there going, really? Impossible. Impossible. And let's see. Let's go back here. 32nd floor. Paddock apparently detected Campus via the surveillance cameras he set up outside his hotel suite. Police have said you don't set no kind of surveillance up in a casino. Only they do. Paddock shot the guard at 9:59 p.m. local time, Lombardo said, shortly before raining down bullets on... Not shortly. That's not... shortly before raining down bullets
on the Route 91 Harvest Festival in an attack that began at 10:05. That's 5 minutes later. It began 6 minutes later, people, and lasted 10 minutes. You're talking 15 minutes. He fired a gun in a casino. You don't live for 4 minutes. You don't live for three. They'd be on you. Impossible. Police officers found Campos when they arrived on the floor. Really? Okay, impossible. Paddock had a document in the room with him that contained numbers, Lombardo said, adding he could not immediately say what purpose the figures served. Las Vegas police officer David Newton told CBS News program 60 Minutes on Sunday that he entered the room. And I mean, they talked. Are they going away from they blew that door? I mean, they claimed that they put explosives on the door. That's what I mean. It got real fuzzy there, didn't it? Did they blow that door? And if so, why so? I mean, they had the key. Forced entry. Think about it. The Metro SWAT team would have been there by now, okay? If they could get there before the security guards dealt with it. 60 Minutes on Sunday entered the room and saw a note on the shooter's nightstand with numbers that appeared to be designed to help him aim. It was unclear why Paddock stopped firing at the crowd, suggesting, well, that's when the team was done shooting, and that's when they had to finish the rest of the production, suggesting he may have initially planned to escape. Lombardo said, bullshit. Bullshit. You think, how? How are you going to get out of that? You're in a hotel. You got to go through the casino to get out. What, are you going to shimmy down the side of it? He shot at a jet fuel tank, at jet fuel tanks at McCarran International Airport and had protective gear in the hotel suit and explosive in his parked car, Lombardo said. And that was, I think it's Terminite or some kind of shit you get. It blows up when you shoot it with a rifle. And, you know, all the shit they want to get rid of. That's a threat to the communists. I'm going to tell you something, people. 58 people were killed, and the people who killed them are the people who want to take your guns away from you and kill you. That's what really happened here. The rest of it is impossible. Okay. Oh, I had to hit this one before, today. AP and NORC, I guess it's N-O-R-C poll. Most don't want young immigrants deported. Really? This is from mail.com. It was sent in by Sunfire. And this is just, this is just how fantastic. This is the shit they think that they will believe. Just 1 in 5 Americans want to deport young immigrants brought to the United States. That's why Trump got elected, because just 1 in 5 voted for him, huh? Just 1 in 5, that's all it took. I mean, they did the surveys before Trump. Like I said, in the first place, their goddamn polls. Well, how did those polls work out towards the end of that election, by the way? I mean, they were coming at you with everything. 95% of the people want Donald Trump taken out of the race right now. And I mean, it was proven that, they didn't even bring up polls for a whole long time. But now here they're coming back again. They think because Donald Trump wants to commit some more fraud and think he can give our goddamn country away. They're coming up, well, the Americans really do want this. This is what Donald Trump's just doing, what the American people want. Bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Want to deport young immigrants brought to the United States as children. And now here illegally, the focus of a politically fraught debate between the White House and Congress. Oh, they're just going back and forth and seeing who can give our country away when neither has the authority. Americans also have largely negative opinions about President Trump's signature immigration pledge to build a wall along the entire U.S.-Mexican border. Every Republican every one of these charlatans who has run for president for the last 20 years border security. We're going to get that border security together, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to border security because that's what America wants. We know what America wants. According to a new poll by the Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research. Well, really? I bet you these guys paid, $1 million for this. These lies. Come here. I'll write you up a goddamn survey. I'll just sit down and write up a lie for you. I'll do it for $100. And you can take it out the door and say, well, Henry Pohl said. I mean, it is an insult to the intelligence, I guess is what it comes down to. According to a new poll, we did a poll. 49% oppose construction, while 32% bullshit, 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 bullshit. 32% of who? On Sunday, Trump told lawmakers his hardline immigration priorities. You lying son of a bitch. I remember your words, and I'm going to keep playing them on this. I should have put them up again today. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Day one. DAC is gone. First thing I'm doing is I'm signing an executive order, and DAC is finished. day two, the deportation begin. And I'm talking every one of them has to go. Did these words come out of his mouth? I mean, they expect you to come up and they'll throw this shit out there. This is what everybody thinks. I mean, lie after lie after lie. And you just, well, the last lie ain't working for me. I'll just take the next lie. It sounds pretty good. I guess this is supposed to be so that the 90% or the 75% of American nationals who don't vote are finished with this shit, that want these bastards out of here, sit there and go, oh, I guess, well, there's the poll. I must be the only one that wants them out of here. Bullshit. I've met no one. I've met no American national, no working person who wants them here. Every one of them wants, what do you say? Do you want them to, out of here? You want them legal? I want them deported. That's what they say. I mean, and it's just like when they tried to say that, 90% of the NRA members wanted these gun control regulations, and Larry Pratt came up, Gun Runners of America, and said, no, that was exactly opposite. 90% said no. I mean, they have passed laws. I mean, they've removed laws that forbid the press from lying to you. I mean, why would they do that? And then they come out with this shit, and well, that's what the truth is. Yeah, we'll just believe it because, well, somebody said it. Who is this? Mail.com said this shit. Really? Yeah, I mean, or who is it? Norco, Public Affairs Research. They said this shit. Really? Really? This is what your poll said. Well, I guess that's the way it is. I'm going to have to reexamine my own mind because I must really want it too. Because I'm sitting in a house full of people. I mean, you're around 50 people there, and every one of them wants them deported. God damn, wouldn't that be kind of fantastic for just randomly 50 people to be there and all of them not be going along with the poll? Let's see here. On Sunday, hardline immigration priorities, including the wall, must be approved if he is to go along with protecting, I'm going day one. I'm signing it. DACA's done day one. Go along with protecting the young immigrants from deportation. From 800,000, about 800,000 young immigrants had been given a deportation reprieve under President Barack Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, also known as DACA, unlegislated goddamn criminal. I mean, all you can say is this, he committed a crime. Everybody knows it. Until Trump ended the program. No, he didn't. Is the program still going on? Are they still protected? I love the way they play this shit out. You mean when he gave that six-month extension? Ended the program last month. He's given Congress 6 months to act. No, he gave a six-month extension on DACA. And then he said if it isn't addressed by then, he'll look at it again because you ain't getting rid of this goddamn slave labor. He's an international billionaire. Are you out of your mind? You believe that? Really? About 60% of Americans favor allowing those young immigrants. Here's 60%, people. You wanted that 60%? Because I sure as hell ain't. It's kind of like when 90% of your Senate steps up and votes that Netanyahu can take your military, your illegal military, by the way, into an aggressive conflict. Would that represent you? I mean, we're 60% of, well, we're going to go down here, favor allowing those young immigrants, commonly referred to as dreamers, to stay in the United States. This is a propaganda push of bullshit that everybody, I mean, what they're doing here is equivalent to what they did in Las Vegas. Nobody's going to buy this shit. Everybody knows better. Everybody can see your desperation. So, I would be looking for, a nuclear device to go off in this goddamn country and be blamed on North Korea because we got to have a war. This shit isn't flying. The people are not falling for this bullshit. Compared to 22% who are opposed, just 19% of respondents say all these childhood arrivals should be deported. Bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. I mean, like I said, I'll write the numbers down. Oh, yeah, I made the phone calls. But, it's just like this shit in Vegas. Prove it. It's impossible. You even have the experts in. It's just impossible. But, hey, impossible or not, it's what it says on the piece of paper. That's what the reporter said. That's what the goddamn the criminals who are covering up their crime said. Well, I guess that's what it is, because they said it. Bullshit. 68% of Hispanics, 61% of blacks, and 57% of whites favor extending protections. Bullshit. 8 in 10 Democrats favor allowing the young immigrants to stay legally. I'll buy that. 8 in 10 Democrats, when there's about 6% of the population you're talking about there, that's all you're talking about that's for this bullshit. And I think everybody knows it. I don't have to harp on it. Let's see. So do more than 4 in 10 Republicans. Well, I don't know. Republicans, Democrats, you put them all together, you're only talking about 25% of the whole goddamn population. That's not talk. Don't tell me that that's the American people you're talking about there, buddy. For the ones who are already here, there should be a way for them to stay because it wasn't their fault. You believe that? Do you believe it? This is just like in your face. They know that you're not going to believe it. They don't give a shit if you believe it. They're going to write it down here. And whatever the political hit is that Trump's going to take for his treason he's going to commit, they're just going to try and limit it to, there might be a few, if there's 5 retards that believe any of this shit, that's 5 more retards they got for next election, huh? It's got to the point, what they throw out in front of you is goddamn ridiculous, people. For the ones who are already here, there should be a way for them to stay because it wasn't their fault, said Nick Catello, a 57-year-old independent film producer from Orange County, California. You mean a goddamn Jew film producer from Orange County, California wants them here? That might be. Might be the only truth in this article. But you have to give them a path to citizenship. We do? Says who? Says you? You're going to take from me? Who is this son of a bitch? Nick Catello? You need to come over to my house and tell me how you're going to take from me, you son of a bitch. How you've decided what's going to happen to me. Showing sympathy for the young immigrants does not always translate into softer views on immigration, Catello. For example, favors construction of a wall along the Mexican border. Among those who favor a border wall, 38% also favor allowing the Dreamers to stay. Everybody wants them to stay. That's why Trump's afraid. That's why Trump's ducking and hiding and ready to start a war, because he broke the campaign promise that put his ass in there. And it was because nobody wanted him to stay. Nobody who was an American national, why in the hell would you? But just come out and say it. Just come out there, Trumpy, and just say, you know what, I shucked you guys. But I'm telling you, they're thinking, always their thinking is into the future. We can pull it off again. What, goddamn it, you said it was impossible back there in 2016. You said there is no way that people are going to buy this shit. No way. Goddamn, look what we've done right in their face and how we've lied to them. And the goddamn, they've got the press down. Congress is down to a lower rating than a freaking cockroach, and the press is lower than that. There ain't no way you're going to pull this off. Well, they did. And they're thinking they can do it again. Just keep pushing the bullshit out there and just keep doing it, because actually it doesn't stop until we stop it. What would stop them? You think they're going to get an attack of conscience that somebody's going to come up and tell the truth and not get their head blown off in the process of trying to tell the truth? One of them's going to pull the carpet out from the rest of them? You think so? I don't think so. What you see is growing support. Oh, that's what we're seeing. Now, eight months ago, the people came out the retards came out, the people who would even participate in this shit, who haven't already divorced themselves completely from this occupation, came out and said, they all got to go. If you let them all go, man, we might just be able to hold this shit together, and they might not end up hanging your ass. So we come out there and you promise them to everyone. And you got to promise. I just see old Steve Bannon. Man, you got to promise them. I guarantee you there was people there talking to Trump. Don't think there wasn't, because the immigration is what that whole goddamn production was about. And saying, you can't just promise them that, not like it's been, we're going to do work on border security. That ain't going to get you. No, that ain't going to work. You got to tell them that you're going to get rid of every goddamn one of them, that you're going to get rid of DACA on day one. That's what you got to say, or don't even try it. You ain't got a chance. You're going to tell a lie. It better be a monster. It better be the monster of all lies. And that's what they did, because it was a lie. And I love the way that these mainstream goddamn pissants, they come up and they're talking like Trump's, he's aggressive. And no, he's a lying son of a bitch. He did not get rid of DACA. He had the authority to. All he had to do is stroke the pen, just like he said during the goddamn campaign. He did not get rid of DACA on day one, and he sure as hell is not deporting every goddamn one of them. He's cuddled up to them Dreamers now, hasn't he? when Trump ordered the phase out, now we're calling it a phase out of DACA, a phase out of the criminality. We're going to phase that crime out is what we're going to do. Of DACA program last month, he gave 150,000 young immigrants the chance to quickly renew permits that are to expire before March 5th. Officials say that more than 35,000 didn't make his October 5th deadline, and many others will see their status being expire after March 5th. You want to bet me right now? I got that shiny nickel. I keep it just for this. Anybody want to bet me that not one of them is going any goddamn where? Not the dreamers. They claim 11 million bullshit. The 60 to 100 million of them here, they ain't going no goddamn where. They'll show you a few little choice pictures, little videos of them. We arresting some of them bad dudes. Got five bad dudes. That's going to solve the problem. Oh, no, you haven't got a job anymore. I mean, goddamn, that's being run by Mexicans and Chinese and people from other countries, and they're coming in more every day through the visas, and they're just flooding in here. But today we got five bad dudes. Don't worry about it. Okay. I'm not going to keep reading this. There's got to be something better. I'm sick of this. It's a lie. Okay, it's all a lie. I think everybody knows that I'm beating a dead horse. Radio host Pete Santilli, cops plea to avoid possible six-year sentence. This is from America Free Press. It was sent in by Jalapeno for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Things have taken a sharp, rather unexpected turn regarding the Bundy trial in the U.S. District Court in Las Vegas, Nevada. For one thing, internet radio personality Pete Santilli, one of the defendants in the trial phase that had been set to begin with, Pete Santilli, one of the defendants in the trial phase that had been set to begin with jury selection on October 10th, pled guilty today, Friday, October 6th, and now they're going to use him as a witness, because what Pete had to do here is he had to say that, well, everything that the government's saying is true, and I'm confessing, and there was a plan. I'm going to get down here because I want to get this before we get out of here. Notably, let me see here. Chris Robinson, Las Vegas, confirmed. Notably, the phrase involves government trying to. Okay, two defendants. I want to get this out. As of the writing, 10th jury selection.
So they told him he gets life in prison unless he rats on him.
Well, no, they gave him a deal where he's going to get out. But I want to read this because, let me see. Oregon charges kept behind bars and transferred to Nevada. Supporters protest. Let me see here. BLM. Government. There's a couple of pages. So I got to look here. Be patient with me. According to court documents. Okay, here we are. Now listen to this. According to court documentation, Santilli's acceptance of a pleading guilty to his single felony obstruction charge requires, under penalty of perjury, he's going to have to do this as sworn testimony, that he accepted the following government sources, source statements as true and correct. Regarding the standoff in southern Nevada, beginning on or around March 28, 2014, federal law enforcement officers from the United States Department of Interior, Bureau of Land Management, and National Park Service were engaged in the official duties of executing federal court orders to remove and impound cattle trespassing upon federal public lands in and around Bunkerville, Nevada, the cattle belonging to Clive and Bundy, a local rancher. Defendant Santilli knew, this is the part, and this is what they're going to try, this is how they're going to try and put old Bundy in prison for the rest, because it's conspiracy is what they've been trying to prove, that they planned something and they could never do it. But here old Pete Santilli's going to do it for him. Defendant Santilli knew that Clive and Bundy and his sons, Ammon, Dave, Mel, and Ryan, collectively the Bundys, and others associated with them, planned. That's conspiracy. Planned to thwart, impede, and interfere with impoundment operations. And so here they have their witness. Nobody could call it a conspiracy, because that was, if you look back on the trials, that's what it's saying. People just showed up because there were women getting beat. These goddamn rogue foreign agents were beating the shit out of people, and they just doing confiscations with zero authority to do it. They came there to protect people. not because there was some conspiracy to go against the government's legal, lawful operations. And this is what you're going to see when this comes out. You watch what I tell you. Anyways, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, and as far as Las Vegas is concerned, it's impossible, people, and that is The Word from the Trenches.